This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Madera Hospital rebounds. ZEV train rule gets national pushback and GOP to offer crop insurance plan. Madera Hospital rebounds after state bailout. Governor's office announced yesterday that the financially stressed Madera Community Hospital has been approved for a $57 million no-interest loan. Nearly 2 years ago, the hospital, which serves farm worker communities, was running out of cash reserves and facing bankruptcy, part of a pandemic-induced trend across rural regions. It eventually closed in early 2023, propelling Senator Anna Cabarello and Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria, who represent the district, to drive legislation to fast-track a $150 million hospital loan fund. The aid relief has enabled a new company to take over the hospital. The state approved the management change yesterday, putting the hospital on a path to reopen. Cabarello shared that she is cautiously optimistic and noted that Madera and the surrounding communities are in desperate need of health care services and access. Ag groups urge EPA to reject CARB's train rule. A California clean energy mandate for freight trains has spurred national ag groups to push for a federal rejection. A year ago, CARB enacted a sales ban on diesel-powered locomotives more than 23 years old starting in 2030. That, according to the National Grain and Feed Association and other members of the Agricultural Transportation Working Group, the regulation would significantly hinder rail carriers and their customers, increasing transportation costs, resulting in higher food prices. In a letter Friday to the U.S. EPA, the groups called the requirements untenable since ZEV locomotives are not commercially available and won't be in the foreseeable future. Keep in mind, railroad companies are currently challenging the rules in a federal lawsuit claiming they violate interstate commerce laws. Pork producers push lawmakers to halt regulation patchwork. Pork producers are on Capitol Hill this week to push for a measure preempting state-level animal confinement laws like California's Proposition 12 and Massachusetts Question 3. Members of the National Pork Producers Council are in Washington, D.C. for the organization's annual fly-in, and chief among their priorities, NPPC President Lori Stevermer said at a media briefing, is enactment of the EATS Act, or a similar measure to prevent potential patchwork of state-level regulations on pork animal housing. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Farm groups make push for stall tax bill. A broad collection of farm groups is urging the Senate to take up a House-passed bipartisan tax bill that has bogged down in the Senate because of Republican opposition. The legislation would restore 100% bonus depreciation, increase limits on the Section 179 expensing allowance, and boost the child tax credit. Producers and businesses throughout the food and agriculture industry facing tax increases today and cannot wait a year or more for relief, the ag groups say in a letter to Senate leaders. They continue, quote, "We ask that you take up this important legislation immediately and pass it through the Senate to provide much-needed assistance to America's farmers, ranchers, growers, landowners, and all workers in the food and agriculture supply chain." Many Republicans want to punt tax issues to the next Congress. That when key provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire, the GOP could be in control of the Senate. The organizations that signed the letter include the American Farm Bureau Federation, Western growers, and groups representing producers of corn, cotton, cattle, rice, soybeans, almonds, and a wide range of other commodities. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Environmental groups sue Fish and Wildlife Service over gray wolf. The Fish and Wildlife Service is being sued over its decision not to list gray wolves in the northern Rocky Mountains as endangered. Four conservation and animal protection groups allege the denial of their petition leaves the species vulnerable to state-run hunting programs. The service's own scientists predict that rampant wolf killing under the state laws would reduce the region's wolf population from an estimated 2,534 wolves to as few as 667, the groups say in a news release. Those groups are the Center for Biological Diversity, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Sierra Club. Senate R's to offer crop insurance plan. Senator John Hoeven, the North Dakota Republican, is set to announce a proposal today to use the next farm bill to boost crop insurance coverage. The Farmer Act, which Hoeven will announce at a news conference with GOP colleagues on the Senate Ag Committee, would increase premium subsidies for 80 and 85% coverage levels. Increasing premium subsidies, quote, will shrink producer deductibles and reduce the need for ad hoc disaster assistance in the future. That according to Hoeven's staff. Importantly, farmers could get the higher coverage and still sign up the same acreage for either price loss coverage or ag risk coverage programs. Now keep in mind, a crop insurance debate has been simmering behind the scenes for some time. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has proposed to increase subsidies for buy-up policies along the lines of the Stax insurance product that's now available only to cotton growers. Stax allows farmers to insure 75 to 90% of their county's expected revenue, with the insurance policies generally averaging about 62%. The catch is that farmers who sign up for Stax cannot enroll the same commodity base acreage in the PLC and ARC programs the same year. Some of the critics of her proposal argue that farmers need access to both PLC and area revenue insurance. Finally, here's today's She Said It. I've had multiple bullets in front of this legislature. That Senator Anna Cabarillo of Merced clarifying that she does not see her bill as a silver bullet for resolving all the issues related to using ag waste and other biomass products to produce hydrogen energy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.